the local perspectives, breaking news, and trusted journalism you hear here on NPR News, it is all powered by member support. So donate now during the spring member drive to keep this vital service accessible to all. NPRnews.org. Thanks.
This is Minnesota Today for Thursday, May 12th. I'm NPR News reporter Kirsty Marone. Here's our top story right now. Thousands of homes and businesses remain without power across southern Minnesota today in the wake of severe storms that brought damaging winds, rain, hail, and flooding. More strong storms moved across parts of Minnesota today, and more widespread severe weather is possible across much of the state this evening. Xcel Energy still had about 22,000 Minnesota customers without power as of this afternoon. That's down from more than 75,000 late last night. Tricia Duncan is the director of Minnesota Community Relations for Xcel.
We are prepared for the second round of weather, so we're continually monitoring those foreseeable impacts that are going to come today. So we continue to add crews and use as much mutual aid as we can to help us make sure that we're getting power restored as quickly and safely as possible.
The storms were responsible for at least one death. A 30-year-old woman died in a crash after her vehicle stopped for downed power lines and was hit by a semi along Interstate 90 near Worthington. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously passed a resolution today urging state lawmakers to take steps necessary to protect and promote reproductive rights. Council President Andrea Jenkins said Minneapolis is committed to protecting the rights of those seeking abortions in Minnesota as other states restrict access. Jenkins said lack of abortion access has increased lasting health and economic consequences for Black and immigrant women, and also makes the future uncertain for LGBTQ and trans people.
What has been happening over the past 50 plus years since Roe v. Wade has been made law by the Supreme Court has been an attack on people's abilities to have autonomy over their own bodies.
Council members also discussed codifying the right to an abortion in Minneapolis by protecting those seeking services or administering services under city law. Jury selection began today in the trial of a man accused in a fatal shooting at a health clinic last year in Buffalo, Minnesota, about 40 miles northwest of Minneapolis. The trial of 68-year-old Gregory Ulrich is scheduled to begin on Monday in Wright County. Ulrich is accused of walking into the Alina Health Clinic in Buffalo on February 9, 2021, and opening fire, killing 37-year-old medical assistant Lindsay Overbay and wounding four other staff members. He's also accused of setting off several pipe bombs at the clinic before eventually surrendering to law enforcement. Ulrich faces charges of first-degree premeditated murder, attempted murder, and other crimes. Last year, a judge found him mentally competent to stand trial. And here are some other stories we're watching. A wild fox has tested positive for avian influenza. It's the first confirmed case of bird flu in a wild mammal in Minnesota. Two other fox kits recently tested positive in Ontario, Canada. Michelle Carstensen is the Wildlife Health Program Supervisor for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. She says young foxes appear to be somewhat susceptible to highly pathogenic avian influenza, likely because they eat or scavenge infected birds.
We're probably going to keep our eyes open now for reports of skunks or other mammals that might be coming into contact with infected carcasses.
Carstensen says these cases don't necessarily mean that the virus is at risk of jumping to other mammals or humans. However, she cautions people not to touch wild animals that appear sick. This year's outbreak of avian influenza has affected more than 37 million domestic poultry birds across the U.S., as well as hundreds of wild waterfowl and raptors. In sports, the Minnesota Wild take on the St. Louis Blues tonight in Game 6 of the NHL playoff series in St. Louis. The Blues lead that series 3-2. The Minnesota Twins are playing the Houston Astros today at Target Field. Earlier today, they finished yesterday's rained-out game by losing to the Astros 11-3. Tomorrow, the Twins start a three-day series against the Cleveland Guardians at home. And Minnesota United resumed their U.S. Open game against Colorado this afternoon on Allianz Field, which was also suspended yesterday due to lightning. Minnesota is currently leading 2-1. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy dense fog and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe. Lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s, except near Lake Superior, where it will be in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s in the northwest to mid-70s or lower 80s in the southeast. The weekend looks pretty good so far, Saturday, it should be sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, with highs ranging from the mid-60s to lower 80s across the state. Sunday, mostly clear and a little cooler, with highs in the 60s. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Kirsty Marone. Kathy Werzer will be back in the morning with an update. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.